And now this is a dictation for Gregory Goike, G-O-I-K-E, July 661, addresses a letter to Cheryl, C-H-E-R-Y-L, Lobert, L-O-U-B, as in boy, E-R-T, as in today, at PACE, P-A-C-E, 953-5801. Dear Dr. Lobert, a follow-up for Mr. Goike, who has prior renal failure and question or probably polycystic kidney disease. Last visit in January, comes in person, presently no more at the nursing home. He takes care of himself, prepares his own meals, very physically active, has been able to, by exercise, decrease weight 55 pounds over the last few months. He denies vomiting, dysphagia, denies diarrhea, bleeding, good urinary output without cloudiness of blood, chronic back pain. A prior cyst has been drained in the recent past. I'm not aware of infection. Presently, no chest pain palpitation or increase of dyspnea, no gross edema or neurological deficits. Medication list review. Blood pressure losartan, Norvasc metoprolol, prior exposure to meloxicam discontinue. Next paragraph, blood pressure today, 90s over 60s. Awake, alert, oriented, time 3, some memory issues, no respiratory distress, no RALS, no arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, no abdominal tenderness, no edema or gross neurological problems. Next paragraph, chemistries from June, creatinine 1, and this is an improvement. Last year was running 1.3. This one is the same as in January, GFR better than 60, so I believe kidney function has returned to normal. White blood cell is normal, hemoglobin normal, electrolyte acid base normal, calcium normal, albumin normal, liver function test not elevated, TSH normal, vitamin D25 in the low side. Most recent urine, no albumin in the urine, no protein, although there is blood. He has bilateral large kidneys with multiple bilateral renal cysts, probably polycystic kidneys. We call family, son, the youngest one, Andrew. He has been tested with ultrasound when he was in his 30s without activity. There are three other brothers. Two of them never been tested. The youngest one, or the oldest one, excuse me, the youngest one has medical issues and apparently also cysts on the kidneys. Patient has four brothers, one already passed away with some kind of kidney problems, no further information available. And grandfather, excuse me, and father of the patient apparently also kidney disease. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Acute kidney injury, which is presently back to normal. Prior exposure to anti-inflammatory agents that was discontinued. Next number, bilateral kidney cyst, probably polycystic kidneys, but I cannot say 100% for sure. Question family members affected. Patient did have a cerebrovascular event with bilateral bleeding, but I'm not positive about an aneurysm or procedures related to that. Next number, blood pressure, presently in the low side. but not symptomatic, potentially consider decreasing or discontinuing some of the blood pressure medicines. Next number, chronic hematuria, probably related to the presence of kidney cysts. Next number, from the renal standpoint, nothing is active. I think he can go back to your service, and if there is any needs, please let me know. All questions answered from the patient in person and from Hassan Andrew on the phone. End of dictation.